This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Ten minutes past five. Uma and Ezra here on the evening edition. So before we get to some of the big stories of the day, we thought we'd mention that, of course, World Cancer Day. It happens this Sunday, the 4th of February. And what it is essentially is an opportunity and platform to bring awareness to the cause and also to highlight and share cancer issues with everyone.
Yeah. So this year's theme is one that has been running for 3 years under the banner We Can, I Can. We Can is meant to highlight the that collective. Collectively, we can do more to inspire action and make change. For example, things like funding and policy changes, right. Whereas ICANN is kind of focused on the individual, things like making healthy lifestyle choices, early detection, and all of that.
So this year, we looked at some of the efforts in and around the country, efforts that work to reduce the impact cancer has on individuals, families, and communities. And we found one that we thought would be worth highlighting and collectively spearheaded by AirAsia and MAKNA, that's the National Cancer Council Malaysia, is aptly called hashtag AirAsiaMAKNA. And their Rebel With A Cause campaign is essentially a long-term cancer awareness program.
Yeah, and one of the reasons we thought we'd talk about this is because we know how rough the job market has been recently.
Yeah.
The weak economy has meant that many have found problems landing decent jobs, all the more for individuals who are battling cancer. And whether we like it or not, there are still many misconceptions abound when it comes to hiring employees with illnesses. Since AirAsiaMAKNA's campaign began over 2 years ago, we've heard many, many inspiring stories.
And so when asked about the airline's policy on hiring cancer survivors, for example, one employee has even publicly talked about how he was told in no uncertain terms that if he had the confidence and if he could prove his competence, AirAsia's door would be open for him.
Yeah, so this evening we're going to take it a little bit further and do a quick crossover to Aziza Arifin. Aziza is a mother of two. She is AirAsia's Kuching Hub manager, and she was diagnosed with cervical precancer back in 2014. Aziza, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us. Can you please tell us a bit about your story and how did you react when you first got diagnosed?
I was totally down in tears at that point of time. My days were sour. I became more quiet, sensitive, and I thought that was the end of my journey in life.
And that must have been really hard for you. And we know that at that point that you had already been working for AirAsia for about 11 years when you were first diagnosed. But your first thought upon being diagnosed was to quit your job. Why did you arrive at that conclusion?
Because I thought I would not be able to perform well. And then my thinking was, would my immediate superior understand my situation? And then a lot of things in mind that actually made me decided to resign from this company.
Right. And then came the time when you had to tell your superiors of your decision and what you were going through. How did you feel then?
Initially, I would say I am so scared to actually reveal this to my boss because, you know why? I thought that would he be an understanding person to talk to, because having cancer, I might need to go to the clinic more often. Would he understand and would I be given a space to do my treatment, etc.? So it was all question marks to me.
And you were afraid that your employer would respond negatively to you. So how did they react to the news?
So my thinking was actually totally wrong. The moment my boss heard of this news, I received a call from him. Again, at that point of time, I wasn't able to talk as I kept on crying. What he did was he immediately flew down to Kuching the next day. And when he came again, I was so touched with his action and concern. After that, we had a one-to-one conversation, and his advice to me was, it's a no-no to leave this company. What he said was, let us take care of you. At the same time, he also relayed Tony's message that Tony wanted me to get treated in Singapore as how the late Anas was treated.
Right. And for those of you who don't know, Anas Ahmad Tajuddin was AirAsia's group chief operating officer, who passed away last year after battling cancer. Aziza, you and Anas were really, really close. He became a sort of beacon of support for you. Tell us more about how your friendship grew.
In the beginning, I just knew Anas as a colleague, but we have never had any like conversation. When we met in KL for a meeting, we just say hi, some sort like that. But after I was diagnosed and the news spread to my bosses, Anas came forward to talk to my boss, giving his number to my boss, and Francis actually insists me to call because he just need to talk to me. So at that point of time, I was still sad because of the news. I did not call, but what he did, he called me. He called and then he was asking me, how am I doing? And then he actually advised and gave me an inspiring note that for me to understand that is not the end of my life after being diagnosed cancer. But what he mentioned was, your life must go on. You don't need to resign from this company. And he was saying that, look at me. This is where I am. If you need anything, just give me a call. So after that, we end the conversation. From time to time, he will be like texting me or giving me a call, asking me, how am I doing? And then did you get your medicine and whatever not. So from there, we become like brother and sister. So to me, I'm so grateful that I have this kind of family in AirAsia that I would have never experienced in other company that I work with.
Yeah, and it's not enough, I guess, to have just support from your superiors, but from the colleagues around you as well. How did they react when you told them about the news?
Yeah, initially, I also did not disclose to them, but later I decided to share my sickness to all of them. My AirAsia All-Star colleagues have been very affectionate throughout my difficulty in fighting this sickness, actually. Not only that, AirAsia is very into this corporate social responsibility move. We partner with Magna, right, to create cancer awareness internally and externally. For your information, this initiative was actually established by AirAsia All-Star themselves, who were diagnosed, and also those having experience with their loved one affected. This partnership also aimed to raise funds for underprivileged cancer patients. If you want more details, you can log on to www.airasia.com/AirAsiaMagna.
Aziza, before we let you go, what advice do you have to give to those who are now in your position, who might be working in a place that might not be so welcoming to people with chronic illnesses?
They shouldn't give up to fight in whatever environment that they have been facing, but I think they have to come forward to talk more to the fellow colleagues or immediate superior to make them to understand. I am sure there'll be a space for them to speak up to their management. Few tips that we must have in ourselves was, you must always be happy. You do things sincerely from your heart, and you must also take care of yourself and the food that you consume. That is not the end of it as well. You must always keep on fighting for it.
Wise words indeed. Aziza, we wish you all the best of luck and hope that your story continues to inspire others. Thank you very much for speaking today with us, Aziza. That was Aziza Arifin, mother of two, AirAsia's Kuching Hub manager and brave cancer survivor.
Don't forget, World Cancer Day happens this Sunday, the 4th of February, under the theme, We Can, I Can. Do your part and spread the word. Remember that deaths are preventable and early intervention is key. You can find out more about how you can support the cause by heading on over to airasia.com/AirAsiaMagna.
Now, if you have stories about cancer or words of support you'd like to share, call us at 03-771-09000. We're continuing with more music right now by Brian Wilson. You've Got a Friend in Me, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.